Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. A key function of the ocean is as a conduit for international trade in commodities and goods. We're all aware of the transformation of forest products into paper and packaging, minerals into automobiles, oil into plastic, and all the products derived therefrom. We are all aware of the bulk freighters, container ships, car carriers, and oil tankers that ply our oceans in every direction in the complicated network of worldwide exchange that is the essence of the global economy. Now that function is being applied to the most valuable commodity of all, fresh water. According to company press releases, S2C Global Systems, based in San Antonio, Texas, has acquired a 50% interest in a license to export up to 3 billion gallons of fresh water per year from Blue Lake in Sitka, Alaska, to buyers in Asia, the Middle East, and India. The potential value of these sales is estimated at $90 million per year. A pipeline from the lake and a deep water loading facility are already in place. Recently, S2C Systems announced the expectation of distribution of this bulk water in India through a world water hub that will include a berth for a Suezmax vessel capable of holding 41 million U.S. gallons, a dedicated tank farm, and a distribution complex for packaged water. The company predicted additional sales and distribution through transshipment in smaller vessels to such outports as Umm Qasr in Iraq. While the company did not announce the hub location for security reasons, it is rumored to be near Mumbai on India's west coast. The Sitka Economic Development Corporation has also indicated additional interest in bulk water sales in queries by the American Water Company and Aqueous International, a subsidiary of a holding company based in Luxembourg. Elsewhere in Alaska, on Adak Island in the Aleutian chain, applications have been filed for 1.5 million gallons per day to be sold from three reservoirs with substantial excess capacity. There are multiple ironies and contradictions in all this, of course. The physical transfer of Alaska's surplus water to India's growing needs is an expensive proposition, especially if new ships and onshore facilities need to be constructed to expand the transaction to profitable scale. Water demand in the lower 48 states is at an all-time high, exacerbated by drought, profligate use, and exhausted local supplies. California is a significant example, with many municipalities imposing water rationing and over 500,000 acres of agricultural lands lying fallow due to inadequate irrigation. The governor has indicated a need of a 20% reduction in consumption to meet statewide needs for the future without substantial increase in supply from some other source. The distance from Sitka to mid-California is about one-sixth the distance to Mumbai. These are just a few new examples of the growing monetization of fresh water as the most valuable commodity on Earth. Comparable circumstances in Australia, the Middle East, and elsewhere have brought the freshwater crisis to the fore worldwide, and we will certainly see more such entrepreneurial endeavors as demand grows and conservation efforts do not keep pace. The world water supply is finite, circulating underground and through climate exchange. 97% is found in the salt ocean, 3% is fresh, and only 1% is easily available for human consumption, a limited supply that must meet the needs of billions of us everywhere, growing daily. For comprehensive information on all freshwater issues, go to circleofblue.org for an excellent website and discussion. And in the meantime, turn off your faucets, collect rainwater for your lawns and gardens, and consider every drop of fresh water you consume as if it is liquid gold. It may be worth more. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.